Welcome, friends. Welcome to another episode of Western Canadian Roots Music on Valley FM 97.9 in Vernon, British Columbia. I'm Marv Matura, your host for this hour of music. And we're going to start things up with Ian Tyson's album Cowboyography, with the first track that's on this album. It is a song called Springtime, and springtime's on the way. And I know this might sound cliche, but I gotta say, when this album Cowboyography came out, it was transformational for me. And I went through, I know, more than one tape playing in my Honda Accord, I believe I had in those years. Great stereo, by the way. Anyway, friends, let's start the music up with Ian Tyson's Springtime, coming to you from Vernon's Valley FM.
Bald eagles back in the cotton.
Take it away,
tree.
Ian.
The old brown hills are just about bare. Springtime sighing all along the creek. Magpies ganging up everywhere. Sunshine's warm on the eastern slope. March came in like a lamb for a change. Gary's pulling calves at the old stampede. We made it through another on the northern range. Lonnie's pulling calves at the top of the world. We made it through another on the northern range. Well, the big Chinook blew in last week. It was warm and strong from the western sea. Pretty soon water running everywhere. Hell, it could run fast enough for me. Broodmare sleeping in the afternoon sun. She's shedding hair everywhere. Time for a change. George is pulling calves at the D-bar Y. We made it through another on the northern range. Waddy's pulling calves at the Little E. We made it through another on the Bald eagles back in the cottonwood tree. The old brown hills are just about bare. Springtime sighing all along the creek. Magpies ganging up everywhere. Sunshine's warm on the eastern slope. March came in like a lamb for a change. Larry's pulling calves at the quarter circle S. We made it through another on the Allen's pulling calves at the bar for Orlock. Made it through another on the northern range. Jean's pulling calves at the horseshoe bar. We made it through another on the northern range. Ian's in the hills and he's trying to write songs. Kids in the country where the tall grass grows.
Oh, living in the country where the tall grass grows. Ian Tyson with his song Springtime from his album Cowboyography. And if there is one album that I would take on a desert island as definitive of Western Canadian roots music, that is it. Cowboyography from 1986. Next up is an Edmonton band from the 2000s. I love these guys. They're called the Swifties, led by Sean Jonasson, who I just saw on Facebook has got some shows coming up, and I'm happy to hear that. So take it away, Sean.
Well, the truckers, they ride high. They like to hear whistle by. It lets them know they're on their way to a few extra miles on the pay. There's a roofer, he's out in the wind. He stands there wondering where to begin. And then he starts, to hammer him down. It means money when he hears that sound. It means money when he hears that sound. She's out on the floor, serving coffee, on her feet so sore. At least she knows that the pain she feels gets her a little closer. She's gonna square the deal. See the farmer, he's out in his field, stands there wondering what his crop will yield. He prays to the sun, he prays to the rain, he prays to his family that they will sustain. His family that they will sustain.
That was the Swifties with a song called Riding High from their second album of the same name. Jessica Mitchell is an artist I saw. She came through Vernon when she was just starting out and breaking onto the scene and just blew my wife and I away when we saw her at the local concert hall. And this particular song, I think this was carried her forward to a wonderful career that she just continues to amaze, well, me and so many others with, from, I believe, Saskatchewan, Western Canadian singer, songwriter extraordinaire, Jessica Mitchell, with The Record That Saved My Life. A song that is autobiographical for her, and I think many of us. Tell us how it is, Jessica.
It's after midnight, Friday, holding my glass tight, alone with my blues, only street lights, silence, filling up this room. If I'm digging myself a hole, then I might as well bring every record I own. Open that bottle and go lost in the bottom, hoping to drown what I had in forgotten. Unpack my faith, open up the floodgates, put away my brave face. Pour down the needle till my eyes ran dry. Found salvation in that 45. There in the dark, breaking my heart, one beat at a time. Tonight, that record saved my life. Tonight, that record saved my life. Trying to hold back the heartache with a backbeat. Cause if you're digging yourself a hole, then you might as well bring every record you own. Open that bottle and get lost in the bottom, hoping to drown what I hadn't forgotten. Unpack my faith, open up the floodgates, put away my brave face. I wore down the needle till my eyes ran dry, found salvation in that 45. There in the dark, breaking my heart, one beat at a time. Tonight, that record saved my life. Tonight, that record saved my life. Tonight, that record saved my life. Tonight, that record saved my life.
The power of music, the power of recorded music, a record that saved my life. Jessica Mitchell telling us how it is in her autobiographical song that came out in 2018 on that incredible record, Heart of Glass. Michael Martin Murphy is not necessarily known as a Western Canadian roots artist, yet his song Wildfire is so steeped in the lore of Western Canada that it deserves to be here, and I want to hear it one more time. This song never gets old to me. There is legends that say in your about to pass onto their side, you'll see a horse running across the prairie to take you there. Another one is that you'll hear the owl call your name. And both of these Western Canadian legends show up here in this masterpiece by Michael Martin Murphy, the classic Wildfire. Enjoy, friends, here on Valley FM 97.9.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flat land she rides on a pony she named Wildfire with a whirlwind by her side on a cold Nebraska night. They say she died one winter when there came a killing frost and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. Dark of the moon, I planted, but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming for me. We'll be riding wild.
Wildfire, the classic song by Michael Martin Murphy, where he digs down into the roots of Western Canadian culture and identity with references to death and dying and the legend of the white horse and the hoot owl calling your name. Well, speaking of classics, I don't think it gets any more classic than this with Canada's beloved singer-songwriter, none other than Gordon Lightfoot, who is Alberta bound. Take it away, Gord. Prairie lights are burning bright, and Gordon Lightfoot is doing it right. He is Alberta bound. Next, a song that I wrote about my Ukrainian grandparents who were Alberta bound in the early 1900s, escaping the oppression and economics of Ukraine, coming to the promised land of Alberta. Well, their lives weren't exactly all promised land, roses and honey and milk. It was hardship for the most part, but I didn't want to write about that. I wanted to write about the good things, and poppies are good things. And I wrote a song called Red Poppies Growing, imagining them at the end of a hard day's work, meeting by this little creek that used to run through my grandfather's homestead, and just seeing the results of their work, that feeling of accomplishment they must have had. So thank you, Baba and Guido, for starting the life that has left me here. And thank you, friends, for being here with me on Valley FM with my song, Red Poppies Growing.
Quarter mile down the road, she waits to meet him on a bridge by a creek. Day's complete, sun paints the sky. Springtime orange, she fills with joy. Birds softly sing. Red poppies growing, wheat fields blowing. We planted a seed, watching.
Pop is growing in the grace and beauty of it all from my album, I Want You. Next, we have The Ballad of Crowfoot by Willie Dunn. You know, the settlement, we came and took the land from the First Nations who were here before us. And this is chronicled very well in many, many artists these days, but this is coming from 1968, where Willie Dunn directed a 10-minute film that went along with this song that chronicles the life of the great chief Crowfoot of the Blackfoot Nation and the end of his way of life. Thank you, Willie Dunn, for bringing this to me. You changed my perspective way back in those years and still has that same effect these days. So play on, Willie. We're listening.
Comes the spring and it's warm thaw. Around your neck, the eagle claw. Upon your head, the buffalo horn. Today, a great new chief is born. So raise him fast towards the sun. A heart now beats, a life's begun. It's 1821. Today a Blackfoot soul is born. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Years have gone, the years have passed. Your heart is set, your soul is cast. You stand before the council fire. You have the mind and the desire of notions wise. You speak so well, and in brave deeds you do excel. And it's 1853, and you stand the chief of Confederacy. You are the leader, you are the chief. You stand against both the liar and thief. They trade race whiskey, steal your land, and they're coming in swift like the wind-blown sand. They shoot the buffalo, kill the game, and send their preachers into shame. And it's 1864, and you think of peace, and you think of war. See a settler in more numbers, he takes whatever he encounters. You seen the Sioux, all battered, beaten. They're all in rags, they haven't eaten. The Nez Perce were much the same. It seems like such a heartless game. And it's 1876, and the enemy's full of those death-dealing tricks. Today the treaty stands on the table. Will you sign it? Are you able? It offers food and protection to you. Really think they'll hold it true? It offers the reserve. Now isn't that grand? And in return you see all of your land. And it's 1877, and you know the scales are so uneven. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Well, the buffalo are slaughtered. There's nothing to eat. The government's laid again with the meat, and your people are riddled with the white man's disease. And in the summer you're sick, and in the winter you freeze, and sometimes you wonder why you signed that day. But they broke the treaties themselves anyway, and it's 1889, and your Death Star explodes, and then it falls. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. The years have gone, the years have flown, the nation since has swiftly grown, but yet for the native it's all the same. There's still the hardship, there's still the pain, there's still the hardship, there's still a strife. Its bitterness shines like a whetted knife. There's still hypocrisy, and the hate was bad in the treaties. Is that the fate? We're all unhappy pawns in the government's game, and it's always the native who gets the blame. It's a problem which money can never lessen, and it's 1971. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow. Maybe one day you'll find honesty instead of the usual treachery. Perhaps one day the truth may prevail, and the warmth of love which it doesn't take. Crowfoot, Crowfoot, why the tears? You've been a brave man for many years. Why the sadness? Why the sorrow? Maybe there'll be a better tomorrow.
The Ballad of Crowfoot by Willie Dunn. What an amazing recording and an amazing song. The message of hope and survival, carrying on the traditions and keeping the history alive. Indeed, this is the mission of Buffy St. Marie as well. This is one of her songs called Starwalker. We're ready for it, Buffy. Bring it on.
Sisters, brothers, and all together, aim straight.
Buffy St. Marie with Starwalker from her album Medicine Songs here on Valley FM, where I'd just like to take a moment now to thank all the volunteers who have done such a fabulous job of getting this dream of a radio station in Vernon up and going. Dedicate this song to them all. Pass It Along by Scott Cook, fabulous singer-songwriter out of Edmonton, Alberta. Tell us how it is, Scott.
This guitar came from a timber, from the body of a tree, through the workshop of a luthier. Now it's on loan to me, and it's good company after dinner, and it fits my hands just fine. But someday another singer with a pair of hands like mine will coax out songs much prettier, still hiding in its strings, and sing stronger, braver words than I could ever sing. And folks are gonna love it, of this I'm almost sure. So I take good care of it, 'cause I'm borrowing it from her. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. Carry it for a moment, but time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along. And this here is my country. Sometimes it's hard to recognize it, but I count myself lucky to have been born inside it. And I'm grateful for the rights others struggle hard to win. And you can be sure I'm gonna fight when they try and take them back again. Oh, and everywhere are teachers, though some fell along the way. And the words they said still reach us, just like you're teaching me here today. And you may not speak it loud, but it's clear in what you do. And I hope to make you proud, 'cause I borrowed it from you. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, but time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along. We're in a hurry to grab up all that's left to use, putting patents on discovery, making seeds that don't reproduce. If our vision is so narrow, seeing only bought and sold, we'll end up like the pharaohs, buried with their gold. We've all pushed this thing along, we've all been guided by our fear. But the river sings a song we've gotta be quieter to hear. It's in every child's face, new and hopeful as a stem. Best be gentle with this place, 'cause we're borrowing it from them. Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own. Pass it along, pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone. You carry it for a moment, but time won't loan it to you for long. You don't own it, pass it along.
Pass pass it along, as Scott Cook so eloquently put it in that beautiful piece of music of his. John Wort Hammond is also from Alberta, from the southern parts, mind you, but what a fabulous career he's had in music, and he continues to just rock solid forward. Here he is with his one of his earlier songs called The Church of the Long Grass. And that's a church I can certainly get behind. The beautiful long grasses of southern Alberta just waving in the wind in this song by John Wort Hammond.
-35 degrees for the last 6 days. Sure as hell hasn't helped the Blairmore blaze, but I can see that it's raining in the hills tonight. All wrapped up in a blanket of haze, 50,000 acres of timber raised, but I can see that it's raining in the hills tonight. Never found salvation in Jesus, whiskey or pills. I never found it in money or the good book. I found it here in these hills. I belong to the church of the long grass, the parish of the Porcupine Hills. The grass can grow as tall as an old timer's tail. Some say taller still. Yeah, I belong to the church of the long grass, the parish of the Porcupine Hills. I've always seen this land as holy. I guess I always will. Sadie was my girl from the age of 15. Homecoming and a beauty queen, and I hear she's still reigning in the town tonight. She fancied a fella with money and means, left me crying lots of old has been, and I hear she's still reigning in the town tonight. Blue can be a little temperamental, but he's a reliable steed. If you rein him tight and sit tall in the saddle, he'll give you what you need. I belong to the church of the long grass, the parish of the Porcupine Hills. The grass can grow as tall as an old-timer's tail. Some say taller still. Yeah, I belong to the church of the long grass, the parish of the Porcupine Hills. I've always seen this land as holy. I guess I always will.
Church of the Long Grass and the Parish of the Porcupine Hills, coming to us from southern Alberta, John Wort Hammond. Fred Eagle Smith is actually from Ontario, not from Western Canada, but he is an adopted son of Western Canadian roots music. He's toured through here so many times. I'll never forget the first time I saw him and how he blew me away with his sense of honesty and roots music, just pumping with energy and fire and identity. And frankly, I identify with this guy, so he's loud on the show. And the world, besides, the world needs more train songs. Take it away, Fred. Thanks for listening, friends.
Well, I just came down the Chippewa, had a station wagon and $100. I was thinking about the girl I lost the year before. I hadn't seen her for some time, thought that I might go on by when your memory came flooding in and closed that door. Wish it was a freight train, baby. Wish it was a diesel locomotive. I'd come whistling down your train, crashing in your door. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart. You'd need a shovel full of coal just to get me started. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train. Crashing in your door. Wish it was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you'd need a shovel full of coal just to get me started. Wish it was a freight train, baby. Wish it was a freight train. Shovel full of coal just to get me started. Wish it was a freight train, baby. Wish it was a freight train.
Fred Eaglesmith wishes he was a freight train and just didn't have that heart that causes us so much trouble. But we do have hearts and we have a lot of love and kindness in us, and it expresses itself in many ways. Bob Jerick, a singer-songwriter out of Edmonton, Alberta, puts it together with this particular song of his from a few years back called This Earth. Keep spreading the love, Bob.
The evening sky and feel the cool wind blowing through the valley and the pine. We then wander like this river, mouth upon the sea. I wish that I could fly on feathers and look back down on me. This earth, this earth, she is my mother. This rock, This wood is my home. She's given me a lifetime to discover. But this is all. Across this face, like this tree, my head points skyward. The sun butters my face. Lines on rock, tree bark, and river. Lines across my skin. Trace the smile on. The love within. This earth, she is my mother. This rock, this wood. Time to discover, but this is all I need to know. Across the evening sky and feel the cool wind blowing through the valley and the pine.
Bob Jarrig, his song This Earth, reminding us all that we are connected intimately, family, with this planet and all of nature. The First Nations people of Western Canada, they figured that out for themselves a long time ago and lived that as their daily practice of religion and life, something that we're still learning about. Phyllis Sinclair, a great singer-songwriter from Churchill, Manitoba, she can help us out with these lessons. We're going to wrap up the show with her song O Land from her 2021 album Ghost Bones. So be kind to each other, be kind to the planet, and be kind to the animals. Friends, you're listening to Marv Matura, Four Strong Winds on Valley FM, coming to you from Vernon, British Columbia in the Okanagan Valley. With Western Canadian roots music, travel on.
Motherland home, flesh of creation, skin of my bone. Breath of my lungs, heartbeat of my chest, water and blood of those long at rest. In a rush of the four winds, I hear you come near. Without hesitation. hesitation, you meet with me. Through path parting grasses, you walk to my side. Open your arms, welcome your child.